Three Democrats who called Trump the Grinch during wall shutdown fight. By Sean Moran on December 24, 2018. Several Democrats called President Donald Trump the Grinch who stole Christmas during the government shutdown fight over wall funding last weekend. During the government shutdown fight over Trump's proposed $5 billion in wall funding, Senator Tim Kaine, DBA, compared the president to Dr. Seuss as the Grinch on CNN. Kaine, who was Hillary Clinton's vice presidential candidate during the 2016 election, said, "Donald J. Trump is about to be the Grinch that stole Christmas. He's the only person who wants a shutdown and he seems intent on doing it," Kaine said. In reaction to the pending government shutdown, the Virginia Democrat said, "I don't negotiate with bullies. And I don't think the Senate should negotiate with bullies," implying that the president is both the Grinch and a bully. Senator Jeff Merkley, D.R., tweeted a picture on Friday, implying that the president is the Grinch. To celebrate Christmas, Donald Trump is giving over 420,000 working families the gift of going to work but not being paid, Merkley wrote. That means law enforcement, air traffic controllers, and TSA agents are working one of their busiest times of year, with no pay. Los Angeles Mayor Eric Garcetti had a different approach, suggesting that it would be offensive to compare Trump to the Grinch. To call real Donald Trump a Grinch to the countless Americans impacted by his threats of a shutdown would be offensive to the Grinch, Garcetti tweeted on Friday. This is a season to enjoy time with friends and family. Instead, the consequences of Trump's disastrous leadership are on full display. Several of these Democrat criticisms of Trump arise as the New York Daily News released their Saturday cover, portraying Trump as the Grinch. The headline reads, "How the Trump Stole Christmas." It could be his head wasn't screwed on just right. It could be, perhaps, that his shoes were too tight, the paper tweeted on Friday. But we think that the most likely reason of all may have been that his heart was two sizes too small.